Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with the Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Wednesday, September 14th. A little bit of continuation in the down movements from yesterday's corrections, with corn down 6.5 cents at 686 and a quarter. We've got support right around that 682 level. We held there, the low was 682 and three quarters. We'll see how that pans out during the rest of the day. We had soybeans trade down, finished the night down 0.5 cent, 1478 and a quarter, put in a low at 1472 and a quarter, just above the previous resistance, now turned support at around 1471, that 62% retracement from the highs to the lows and back up. We've got December wheat in Chicago down 6 1/4, 854 1/4. Kansas City down 1 1/4, 932 1/2. Minneapolis, December steady, 931 1/4. So we did have the Dow Jones after yesterday's about 1 o'clock close in the grains move another 400 points lower to finish down 1200. That I'm sure added a little bit of pressure. We also have some uncertainty regarding the rail strike in the U.S., whether they're going to start stopping shipments of grain as soon as tomorrow. The White House administration working on trying to resolve this issue with the unions, also looking at how to deal with other ways of getting goods continuing to move already an overstressed supply chain if, in fact, the strikes happen. So we've got a little bit of uncertainty in the markets, and also, you know, as they talk about, both markets need to be fed every day, and I think especially during harvest, they probably need breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So taking a look at outside markets, stock market overnight, trading a little bit higher, up about 55 points pre-opening. We've got crude oil up $1.20 a barrel, 88.51. We've got the dollar trading down a little bit, down 28 ticks, 109.52. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.